Hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the lives. Hang on, is it the lives or the life?
Oh, girl, this is season 4. This is not the time to be asking.
When I was listening back to the other episode, I was like, have I been saying that wrong?
Whoa. Stop the music. It's hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad.
Yeah.
Giving you the
life.
Lives? The life or the lives? Because it's two of us.
No, the life. We're not giving them lives. We're telling people about the life of living in London.
But it's two.
Yeah, but you can't give lives of living in London.
So the life.
Yeah, the loves.
Because there's two of us, so two lots of loving going on.
Yeah.
And all the lols, because hopefully more than one laugh.
Yeah, so one life. One life. Lols. Let's get together and be... Right, let's go again. And welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lols of living in London.
Two gays, one city. What could possibly go wrong?
That's a slightly rocky start to this week's episode.
Yeah, how ironic. What could possibly go wrong? Well, where do I start? 52 years ago, Brad was born.
Hey, I'm fay-free.
Yeah, right.
Are you drinking this week?
I am. What's giving it away? I am. I'm drinking. Okay, don't judge me, but I found a very flat tonic in the cupboard, which is very questionable, but there's a bit of fizz in it. There's a bit of life left in it. Right. And I'm drinking it with a lovely blood orange gin.
This drink just sounds like you. Bit of life in the old girl, just about, and ginger.
Oi, you watch your mouth. I'm strawberry blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm actually drinking a tinny, and we've had a few people messaging before when we've drunk tinnies or spoke about tinnies. Some people messaging from across the world being like, what is a tinny? So a tinny is a very British drink. It's very classy. It is, you know, like a can of Coke you can get, but it's basically like an alcoholic mixed drink. So you can get like cocktails or like pre-mixed like vodkas and mix or whatever. So usually if we're out on the town, I'd be like, oh, tinny for the tube.
I love how you span that out. What's a tinny? It's a tin drink. Done. And also, if you've not listened to previous episodes, we talk in great detail about our bush where we hide tinnies. Do you remember?
And you've got a big old bush.
Wow. Not this. No, but seriously, so on nights out, me and Brad were like, we'll meet, we'll go get drinks, we'll down a couple of tinnies. We'll then walk to the club. Near the club, we'll find a nice like hedge or like a plant of some sort, and we will stash tinnies. And then when you go from club to club, you can grab a cheap drink on the way. It's like a fridge.
Exactly.
Free bar in the bush.
And also once I took wine glasses out with me, walking down to the clubs near where I live, and we left my expensive wine glasses in a bush, went clubbing, and then collected them on the way back and walked home.
True story, except I do not believe for one second that they were expensive wine glasses.
They are. They're nice ones. They've actually got like rainbow tint in them. So when you like hold them up to the light, it looks like...
Tacky.
No, gay wine glasses.
Wow, nothing says class like a gay wine glass. Excuse me, sir. I wanted this in a gay wine glass.
Yeah, I would like that, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I do have some good news for you. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. So ready.
I'm off the crutches.
Yay!
I'm walking again. So podcasters, lock up your sons, lock up your daddies. Hell, even lock up your granddaddies. It's been a while. I'm on the prowl again.
Okay, you may be off crutches, but you still can't run.
Hello, I did a half marathon last year. Shall I remind you of that?
Do you know who you remind me of when you run? Do you know, like, you know the Mario and Luigi franchise?
Yes.
Do you know who Waluigi is?
No.
It's like Luigi's like It's like his creepy uncle. Wait. Just quickly find a picture of him. Google it really quick.
I think I might know what this is, because this is on Mario Kart, isn't it? Which I used to play.
Yeah, I actually think you have a Waluigi costume in your costume box, which podcasters we will come back to at some point, I promise.
Oh, him with the purple. No, that's not nice.
That's you. That's the vibe. That's the vibe. Oh my goodness, Halloween's coming up, and I really think that should be a strong contender for your outfit of choice.
Oh my goodness.
So funny.
But yeah, I'm off the crutches.
Good. Finally, as well. And I tell you what, it made life a lot easier because we went to a Drag Race viewing party last week.
We did. I can't believe it. Another series of UK Drag Race.
They just keep churning them out, don't they?
It's like My Big Gay Podcast just keeps churning out every week. Whether you want it or not, it's coming.
It's like, well, if you're going to do another series, then we'll do another series. It's very simple. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a very different mix of queens this season, but it was good. And we watched it in a kind of a new location for us. We don't really talk about it too much, which is called Arch Bar, which is in Clapham, which is still in the same area as the other various clubs that we go to, but they've just redone it and it's actually really nice.
Yeah, I quite like it in there. I'm going to start going there a bit more often.
I think so. And they've got loads of different fun things going on. So if you are in the Clapham area or even in London, you're looking for a new place to go, go check them out. Arch Bar in Clapham. Speaking of Queen, we didn't bring it up last week because we thought it was a bit too soon. But obviously, let's quickly touch on the fact that our dear Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, did very sadly pass away.
She did, yeah. It was a little bit of a shock, wasn't it? And obviously, we've never been around when a monarch has died before. So it was a whole new experience for both of us to see how that affects the television, the atmosphere, the things shutting down, you know, for the mourning period.
Yeah, it was very strange time. And obviously the queue, it like, I thought it was crazy when it got to like 4 or 5 hours, but it like, I don't know what it was at its maximum, but it was almost like 12 hours, right, at one point?
Yeah, well, I actually did the queue.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, hobbling along, just off my crutches. And I mean, I thought I was being smart, right? Because they said that, you know, you can go in queue. It was about wait time of 5 hours. Mm. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go late at night. I'm not going to be around with the tourists. I'm going to go at night and it'll be about 2 hours. I'll be done. I'll be home by midnight. So I got there at 10:30 and I walked past the Queen's coffin at 9 a.m. the next day. I queued up all night.
Oh my goodness. You were the reason the queue was so long. You hobbling along. No, I don't need crutches anymore. The queue went from 5 hours long to like 10 hours long. It's because of you.
It's all my fault. Sorry, guys.
Oh, good for you for doing it though. I absolutely would have done the same if I could. But no, just it's such a strange time. And obviously, we now don't fully know the extent of what changes will happen. Obviously, you know, it'll now be King Charles on our money, on our notes.
And the stamps as well, right?
Yeah, and did you know that when it's the next monarch, they look the opposite way to the previous monarch? So King Charles will be looking a different way to what Queen Elizabeth was looking.
Yeah, on the money. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, interesting, right? But I don't know. It's going to be strange not knowing what the country's going to feel like with a male at the head of the monarchy running the country. I know we've had like male prime ministers, etc. But we've obviously never been around when there's been a male person at the top of the, well, on the throne. So
yeah,
I don't know what it's going to be like.
And our Queen Elizabeth II, she was the first monarch to kind of move LGBTQ plus rights forward in the UK, well, particularly England and Wales, because she gave the royal assent to same-sex marriage, which happened in 2013.
Yeah, I heard about this. And you know what? I put something on my Instagram about on the day that she passed away. And I got so many mixed messages come back. And I just want to say this before we move on. Whatever you might feel about the monarchy, whatever you think I don't know, if you think they are the right thing for us, if you think that they're not the right thing for us, I don't mind. You're very, very welcome to your opinion. However, the Queen passed away. She was born into that role. And at the end of the day, she was a mother. She was a grandmother. She was a great grandmother. So, Brad, come on, let's raise our glasses to Queen Elizabeth II. Music.
Well, Benji, I don't know about you, but the atmosphere has been a little bit weird in London over the last couple of weeks, just with everything going on with the Queen.
Yeah, I think I feel like people didn't really know how to react and if they were allowed to carry on living their lives. It was a very somber moment, wasn't it?
It was. But then I felt like, so I don't know if this is just the universe or what, but other weird things just kept happening in my life as well that I just wasn't expecting. It's all just been a bit of a random couple of weeks, to be honest. So do you remember back last season when we had that story with the lawyer?
Oh, God, not this.
So for anyone new that's listening, I'm sure you can catch up and get all the full story. But basically, I was sort of dating this guy. He was a lawyer, and it went horribly wrong when I went to one of his parties.
Or horribly right for us, because I still think it's our most downloaded episode of all time.
It is. It was a funny story. But yeah, I was at his party as like his date, I guess. And then caught him making out with somebody else.
Wop, wop, wow.
But anyway, you'll never guess who I got a text message from the other day.
Stop. Wait. From the culprit or the other one?
The lawyer. The lawyer himself.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
After he'd been buzzing your phone about taking you to court.
Yes, yes, yes.
Read it out loud now. Read it to filth. Get it out.
Well, so he sent me a picture of me and him on a night out a year ago. So it must have come up on his time hop, or like, you know, when you put something on Facebook or whatever, and then it's like, oh, a year ago today, this happened.
Is time hop still a thing?
I don't know. I don't use it. But anyway, he sent me this picture of me and him, and it came up with the date of last year. And he was like, oh my God, 1 year already. Hope you're well. No doubt you're dressed in your finest jewels and royal regalia, sipping from gin, watching BBC all week. Is that how you say it? Regalia? Regalia?
Sure.
I think that means like royal clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am absolutely baffled that he's got in touch. How strange. Also, can we just rewind like a few months ago where he came into a club where we both were? Out of the blue and completely snubbed me, but then didn't he like smile and wave at you? Like, he's aware of which one of us is which, right? Like, I've done nothing wrong in this circumstance apart from call a family lawyer. So I don't know why I'm getting snubbed, and then what makes him feel like it's okay to message you? Wait, hang on, rewind again. How did you feel when your phone ping-pinged and his name popped up?
Well, I'm not going to lie, that is the last person I thought I would be hearing from. I remember just being out, I was like, his name flashed up. Like, what? This is so bizarre. But maybe it's because I did clear the air. I don't know if I told you this, in the new year, because I hate having drama and stuff. I mean, I know we like a little gossip and a laugh and stuff, but I just didn't want any drama. So I did message him in the new year to be like, hey, I don't want to enter the new year with any kind of ill feeling. So, you know, I'm sure I'll get a bump into you out and about. All is good, sort of thing, right? Mm. So the air was cleared, but that was the last time we spoke, apart from that random time in the club, like when he waved or whatever. But no, there's no conversation then.
And snubbed me. Yeah, okay, don't miss that bit out.
Yeah. So, it was just a bit of a unexpected message, to be honest. But, you know, as I said, I didn't want the drama. So the story does continue. So I just said, oh my God, can't believe it's been a year. Time has just flown by. Really busy at the moment. Hope you're all good.
Do you know what I would have said? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's been a year since that photo and 8 months since you tried to sue me.
I guess so, but I'm just not as sassy as you. That's the thing. Like, I don't have that like little bite. I wish I did have a bit more of a bite about me, I guess. So people didn't walk all over me.
You're saying I'm a dog?
Woof.
Woof.
Says you bought a pup mask the other day for pup play.
Right. Don't lie. That is not fair. You can't just throw things out there out of nowhere that have absolutely no truth. Did I look at the pup masks? Yes, maybe I did. Did I buy them? No, I did not.
I just wanted you to admit, you know, when you like say something to someone and they're like, oh my God, how did you know? And then they just admitted something they didn't know. That's what I thought was going to happen. But you got me.
No, I don't. I'm not that person. But I have told you about that time that I was working for somebody and they whipped out a gimp mask from their top jaw, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said, do you want to wear it?
And you're like, mother, may I? Try and stop me.
No sooner had he finished his sentence had I done up the bow on the back of the mask. No, I literally looked him in the eye and I was like, no, thank you.
Not today, kind sir.
Not today. I've got lunch plans.
But yeah, so basically, long story short, a few messages back and forth, just been like, oh yeah, I'm really good. Hope you're well. He's like, yeah, I'm really good. Like, what are you up to? So then I was like, oh, I don't want to be rude. It's kind of the awkward situation. Like, no, there's no drama, but I'm obviously not going to like suddenly be your best mate, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, I'm just busy and all that. And then he said, let me know if you're around for a coffee and a walk around Clapham Common. Would be good to catch up.
No, no, no. No. A, how dare he? B, don't you dare.
No, I'm no.
And when he says Clapham Common, I just want to clarify. When he says Clapham Common, does he mean Clapham Common or does he mean Clapham Common?
Well, unclear, right? Does it mean like catch up as a friend? Or does that sounds a bit datey, doesn't it? Like a coffee and a walk on a date? Or is it sexual? Yeah,
or,
like
or do cruisy.
We, yeah, do we go in the bushes and have a bit of fun?
You've never done the bushes. You are.
I've never, no.
Nah, you're too much of a coward, you are. Too vanilla. You're way too vanilla.
I mean, that is not true.
It's very true.
No, I just don't want to be in a bush.
It's true. It's so true. Vanilla. You are soft scoop ice cream.
Okay, speak to some people that I've been with and they will tell you I'm full chocolate chip double dip caramel.
No, you may well double dip, but you're still vanilla.
Right, so what would you reply in this? So like, you know, if you don't want the drama and then someone that you kind of have no interest in like meeting up with, even as a friend, really,
yeah.
It's like, oh, let's go and meet up. What do you say?
I would say, hey, insert name here. Mm. No, thank you. Please delete my number.
But does that feel like I'm creating drama? I don't want the drama.
Okay, how about, hey, insert name here. I'll get in touch if I fancy it.
Okay, well, I kind of sort of went down that track. So I thought about it and I was like, oh, to be honest, I'm actually swamped with work and juggling trying to see, it's true, trying to juggle to see all my friends and family has just been a bit tricky anyway, but I'm sure I'll bump into you out and about. He then replied, and if we don't bump into each other, ?
Then we don't bump into each other. Oh my gosh, so weird. So weird.
Yeah, I didn't reply to that. I was like, okay, I've read that, but I'm not going to reply. I just thought, what do you say to that?
Do you think he's going to listen to this episode?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know, I haven't thought of that.
Well, it's too late now.
Shit. Well, if you're listening, look.
No, he's busy and the ship has sailed. And that ship was the Titanic.
Iceberg done, never to resurface.
Gone. Literally gone.
Yeah.
Brad is Rose. You are Jack. Okay. Thankfully, Rose was not the singer. I will be Celine Dion. You can be Rose. He can be Jack. There we go.
But yeah, there we go. So what a bizarre week.
So after last week's episode, Brad and I popped out a little poll on our Instagram because we wanted to hear your feedback on threesomes, etc., etc., open relationships. And I was actually quite surprised by the results. So we put out various polls and over 300 of you voted on them, which was actually a lot more people than I thought would on this.
Yeah.
But we'll just you know, dive straight in. And so one of the polls was, Brad, you put, have you ever had a threesome?
Mm.
Now, both of us have said yes, we both have. And the listeners kind of agree with that. 67% of our listeners, well, that have voted, have also had a threesome.
Mm.
Now, I think that's actually quite high.
I thought that too. Yeah. Clearly, threesomes are a bit more common than what people think. Yeah, happy days. Spread the love.
I feel like lockdown has a lot to do with that.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, the next poll was, would you ever be in an open relationship? And Brad, just remind everyone, what was your stance on that?
My stance was, I don't think it's for me because I would get too jealous on the other person.
Yeah. And my knee-jerk reaction is no. However, I'm very much the sort of person of like, it always depends on the circumstance and my feelings towards the other person. So I'm kind of indifferent. I'm definitely not anti it, but I'm not like looking for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, 45% of people said that they would.
Yeah, I thought that was quite high.
I thought that was high too.
Wow.
And we had lots of people commenting on this, like, wow, this poll's actually much higher than we thought as well.
Mm.
So, maybe it is a conversation that people need to be having. I don't know.
Yeah, because we spoke about last week, I know a few couples that have been open, and only as of now one of them are still together. The others have broken up that were open. So I guess for me, I feel like I've seen more kind of like negative end results from being in an open relationship. But that's not to say it doesn't work, because clearly for a lot of you it is, and that's what you want.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, we then also put out a poll saying, share your thoughts on open relationships, and if you're in them, or if you want to be in one, or if you've been in one and it didn't work. And we did have a lot of you write in, so we thought we would share some of the responses, but we will keep them all completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start. And the first one was, absolutely, I would be in an open relationship, but every step must be perceived healthy and respectful for both parts. It's difficult, but it could work.
So I guess what this person is saying, that they do have some boundaries in place and therefore they respect those boundaries.
Yeah. And I think they're making sure that they still have a healthy relationship between the two of them with the third person coming in. I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, that makes sense. Another person wrote in and said, when we're in the same city, we play together. So that's assuming like inviting other people in to the relationship. But when we are apart, we play separately. So I think that depends maybe on your job, doesn't it? If you're away for a long period of time, like I know I have quite a high sex drive. So maybe that would work for me, because I don't know if I could go for like sort of 6+ months of no sex.
See, I know a lot of people that have this rule. And actually, I know a lot of them that they wouldn't even call it an open relationship. But if two of them are in different geographical locations, they're allowed to play, because obviously nothing is... feelings and that can't really develop, because wherever they are, they can't establish a full-term relationship. It is purely just sexual. So I've actually heard that one quite a bit. Next one, depends on the type of open relationship, but I don't like the idea of hierarchy between partners. That's interesting.
Does that mean, in a sense, like, say I'm in an open relationship with someone and that person is like getting a lot of action and attention? Was that what it means by the hierarchy, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on if we're talking about, obviously, heterosexual, both male, both female, or male-female relationships, doesn't it? Or obviously non-binary, etc., depending on what gender you represent with.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a tricky one. It's particularly tricky with gay guys, because obviously you have the whole like top versus bottom. For example, I'm a top. Brad's a bottom. It makes it very, it can, I mean, naturally the hierarchy, people assume that the top is the top, right?
Oh,
and I think that's right. A bit of like a stigma that people try and break. Like, just because they're the top and the other one's the bottom doesn't necessarily mean that the top is the, you know,
like the alpha male or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. It should be very equal, and both parties should sort of be both as sexually explorative, is that a word, as each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an interesting one, actually.
Yeah, well, this is another positive one. Someone wrote in and said, we tell each other all the juicy goss straight after.
Okay.
So that's obviously works for them. That's obviously healthy. They're clearly having like open dialogue about it. And obviously that's working for them. They get to be almost like involved, I guess. Like, because I know some of open relationship couples where they don't say at all because they just don't want to know.
Yeah.
They know it goes on, but they just don't find out the details. But this is an interesting one because they say they have to tell everything. They tell all the goss.
I suppose the secrets of it is when it can become untrustworthy, right? If there's like,
yeah,
if you're not really sure, you don't feel like you've been told the whole story. So I can totally get that. Another response, we just got a few more I think that we'll read out. We have our boundaries ranked from 1 to 10, so we have something to reference. Interesting.
Okay, so does that mean that person comes back and be like, oh, I met with someone today and we were on level 3, so then they know kind of where that was at? Is that what that means?
No, I don't think so. I think this is probably like, okay, so this person wants to come round, the lights will be off, and they want me on the bed completely naked on all fours. And then the person might be like, oh, that's like an 8. Like I'm kind of not really.
If
10 was like completely
Tends a no-go, really, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I might message them actually and see if we can get more of a a response on that one.
And one more to finish off with. This person wrote in and said, "It's not for me. I was in one 9 years ago and it ended up with my ex going back with the guy."
Yeah.
See, that would be my fear, and which is probably why it wouldn't work for me, because I would just get super jealous and in my head about it all the time. I'd be overthinking everything.
But I think that comes from, I mean, sorry to bring this up, but obviously you've been cheated on, right?
Mm.
So obviously in any relationship, the worst thing that can happen is you be cheated on.
Yeah.
And me too. I mean, I haven't had it confirmed, but I'm pretty positive that I have been. Mm. So that's obviously the worst case scenario. So that's the worst place you go. And yeah, that would be a fear. And actually, I have discussed this on the podcast already, that one of my exes actually started dating his best mate. Remember I told you?
Oh, yeah. That was a really messy story.
Yeah. And they were really close. They were like sharing a bed for ages. And then all of a sudden they started dating out of completely nowhere. So yeah, I think, yeah, that is a sticky one. But it's thank you so much, everyone that wrote in, because it really is interesting. And it is something that I think we need to talk more about. I certainly think a couple of years ago, my reaction, if somebody said, "Would you be in an open relationship?" is, I think it'd be quite negative. Like, oh no, definitely not. Like, that would never work. But I don't know. I feel like we're all kind of evolving, right?
Maybe some of us quicker than others. I'm definitely still in that. No, I'm too scared. I don't want my feelings to get hurt. So yeah, I think it just depends on your previous experience and history. As you know, I've been very unsuccessful in love. So I don't know. I think that sort of world for me does scare me personally, but other people come at it from a different experience and therefore that would work for them.
So just to make it relatable for the listeners, when you say evolving, you're kind of Squirtle and I'm Blastoise.
You're more obsessed with Pokemon than I am.
Pikachu? It's not true. I've never wanted to shag Blastoise. So, Brad, there's like a common theme here I find in your life, where like people that you've dated or that you might call your exes sort of come back into your life.
They know that they missed out on the good stuff and they want another taste, but it's too late by that point. Moved on.
I don't know if that's completely true, but do you know how many people write in and say they think that we're going to end up getting married?
That ain't going to happen. I'm sorry to break it to you. I know you're obsessed with me, but I'm sorry. You had your chance.
I think you are protesting way too much here. And I can almost hear you blushing from the other side of my microphone. But Brad, you don't have to worry about it, because listeners, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't already, please go over to our Instagram and give us a little follow. It's at Big Gay Podcast. And you can head over to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com. You can sign up for our party list and you can buy yourself a mug, because as you know, our podcast is completely free to stream and every mug that you purchase helps fund future episodes.
And not only that, we actually love to hear from you anyway. We want to hear your story. So get in touch with us. Let us know what you've been up to. Have you got any funny nights out? Any fun holiday stories? Send them over and we'll get some out on the podcast.
Yes, but like I said, that is all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next time.
See you next Wednesday. Benji, question for you. You know, you said if you were going to have sex dressed as Pokemon, you would dress up as Blastoise.
That's not strictly what I said, but okay.
Is that because your dom would like to squirt everywhere?
I mean, you're not far wrong, and I definitely give you a Bulbasaur ass. I can't believe we just made Pokemon sex jokes.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ plus community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.